We often don't know ourselves well. One guy at a Bible class got up and shouted, "I now realize I'm a dysfunctional, self-centered sinner. I'm egotistical, and I don't care about anybody else." And he started to go on until one of the deacons says, "John, sit down. We've known that for years." And so, when we think about ourselves, it's hard to get through the delusions and the illusions that we create for ourselves. Because often, when we are afraid to look at who we truly are, we begin to make a list of our great accomplishments. "I haven't burned down my house. I haven't murdered anyone lately. I haven't set off any atomic explosions. Of course, I hit my brother in the nose. I stole some money from my neighbor, but that doesn't count because I have no high-powered rifles and I don't try to hurt anyone." These are the ways we begin to make a picture of who we would like to be, instead of boldly looking at ourselves as who we truly are. There's a story in Minnesota about people who are very self-conscious. And they say when a person from Minnesota is an introvert, they look at their shoes while they're talking to you. And if they're an extrovert, they look at your shoes. Life and the liturgy that we celebrate today is like being a little self-conscious and just beginning to learn to dance. You have to take it step by step, look at your feet, make sure you stretch your muscles, until you get very good at dancing. And when you get really good, you forget that you're dancing. And your spirit and your body are as one, and you tell a story of happiness, of betrayal, of conflict, and you dance. Today's liturgy is just like that. If you pay attention too much to the words, look at the candles too much, and try to figure out exactly what's going on, you lose the magic of prayer. But if you look at your thoughts and in your heart, what is important to you? What are you thinking of? Maybe you're self-conscious of the way you look, or what you will wear tomorrow, or on Thursday at the Zabava, what shoes or dress you will wear, or who you will give a flower to. That is your prayer. Get lost in your thoughts in Služba Božja, and make sure you invite God along. And the two of you will think about the most important person in your life, yourself. Prayer can be very interesting because prayer is about you and what you do and what you are dreaming of and what you are thinking of and who you will be and who you want to be. Be honest enough to see yourself as you are and bold enough to believe that God can help you become the person you want to be. Look at your shoes, look at your neighbor's shoes, and ask God to teach you how to dance, to forget about the particularities of your life so much that you can breeze through it. Because when you pray that way, you're not living your life alone. God will give you both confidence and wisdom to see what you are to do, and how you are to act. So to conclude, be honest with yourself. If you can't dance well, say so. Other people are probably noticing. If you can't sing well, say so. If you don't behave well, say so to yourself. But at the same time, say it to God, say it with God, and believe that He can teach you both to dance and to live well. He understands who we are. And He doesn't only look at our shoes. He looks at all of us. So that as you grow older and wiser, you will be able to forget about little things and enjoy this thing called life, your neighbor, and our God. Slava Isusu Christu.